Tonight I want to quickly give you a short study on the word peace. There's a lot of things going on in the world today. We have a lot of political turmoil in our country. There's a lot of issues going on with things like coronavirus. And it's easy to get anxious. It's easy to not understand that we have a God that gives us peace that passeth understanding. Amen. And when we think of peace, so we're going to look at verses in the Bible that bring out things about having the secret of having peace in your life. The thing we need to understand is that Jesus promised us peace. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus tells his disciples before he goes to the cross, he says, "Peace I leave with you." He is the God of all peace. "My peace I give you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." If you have God, His grace is sufficient. So we need to understand that God has promised us peace in any situation, in any turmoil, in any issue that would cause our heart to possibly faint. He's promised us peace. Secondly, peace in the Christian's life is expected. It is the fruit of the Spirit. Our Awana kids are back there in the thing, but they quoted Galatians 5, 22 and 23 a couple of weeks ago. And you know, this is what we're supposed to be like. If you know Jesus Christ is your Savior, you have the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit is working in you, these things are supposed to grow and manifest itself inside of you so our outside shows the evidences of this fruit of the Spirit. But it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. You can't have peace unless you love God. Amen. You can't have peace between other people unless you love them. Joy. We can have joy in the midst of all these trials, but then the next word is peace, and then long suffering, and then gentleness, and then goodness, and then faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You can't work hard enough in yourself to get the fruit of the Spirit. They're given to you by God, just like Christ gave peace to His disciples. And then lastly, in a way of introduction, peace can only be given by the Lord of peace. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "Now the Lord of peace Himself give you peace." How often? Always. Look at all the promises. He will never leave us nor forsake us. "Lo, I am with you always. All power is given unto me." And so He's given it to us. And then He says, "I'm going to give you peace always." By what? All means. We talked about the lost coin and how the woman would go and basically tear out the house to find the lost coin. Christ will do that all for us. He'll move heaven and earth for us to have peace. The Lord be with you all. So peace is promised. Peace is supposed to be expected in our lives, and it can only be given by God. But tonight, quickly, seven things about having the secret of peace. The first thing is, none of this works unless you know God. We have to have peace with God to truly experience peace in our lives. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, the verse says that therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we go through each of these verses, there is a condition. And the only condition here is you have to believe in Him. You have to accept Him as your Savior. He has to reconcile us and build that peace treaty between us and God the Father. So therefore, being justified by faith, you have peace with God by faith. Peace with God by faith. The Bible says in Luke chapter 7, verse 50, there was a woman who came and she ministered to Christ and she washed his feet with her hair. And in verse 7, he says this, and he said to the woman, "Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace." Knowing God takes away all the uncertainty. A lot of people don't have peace in their lives because they have uncertainty in situations. But we as Christians know there is no uncertainty as far as our eternity is concerned if you know Jesus Christ and you have Him as your Savior. He promises peace. And He says, "Thy faith hath what? Save thee," and then go in peace. So the secret of having a peaceful life is to know the Prince of Peace. And if you don't know Him, tonight is a wonderful opportunity. He was prophesied as the Prince of Peace. By His blood, He makes peace between us and God if we ask for forgiveness of sins and ask Him to save us. So we need peace with God. The second one, and this goes through all of our Christian's life, is we need peace to be multiplied. Just like we need to add to our faith all these things that Peter writes about, we need peace to be multiplied. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." See, the disciples who walked with Christ and then continued the ministry of Christ understood. You can't go anywhere unless you have God's grace. You can't get to heaven. You can't minister for God. You can't endure temptations. We all need God's grace. And we also need His peace to keep our minds focused on Him, to keep our affection set on Him. You know, we all know math. You want a bigger number, do you add or do you multiply? You multiply, okay? Because it goes 2 times or 3 times or 4 times or 5 times. And when you do that, you take whatever it was and you're doubling it or you're tripling it. See, our peace in God should grow. The only way it's going to grow is the condition here is through the what? Through the knowledge of God. You know, we quote the verse, "that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering." I hope that you don't react the same way to situations that you reacted like last year. We should have more peace. We should have experienced more grace. And here's the, you may not like this, but it makes us more like God. That the tests get tougher. The trials get bigger. The situations get worse. They get larger, requiring more peace. And God has this unlimited amount of grace and peace that He just wants to unleash on us if we know Him. When we deal with a situation, the first place you need to take it to is God. He says, have all things. The very next verse says that He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And so we need the knowledge of the Lord. I just want to encourage you to read your Bible. I want to encourage you, like you're doing tonight, just keep on coming to church. And find more about Him and know Him. You got to have peace with God. And once you start that journey with Him, He will multiply His peace in your life. Well, we know that He is the Lord of all peace. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, is only peace that God can give. Christ told His disciples, He says, peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, I give unto you. And I think these verses are very applicable to the world we live in today. You know, the word for careful can also be translated as anxious. It says, be careful for nothing. Okay? But in what? Everything. In everything, by prayer and supplication. Prayer is what you do that you talk to God. Supplication is what you do to help others. We did supplication tonight for our missionaries. We did supplication tonight for the Korean churches. We did supplication for people that are not here. We're praying one for another. And everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You know, with thanksgiving. We need to have an attitude when we pray that God's going to fix it. And we need to thank Him as we pray, because we need to have the faith that know that He's going to fix it. And so it says, let your request be made known unto God. And the what? The peace of God. The only thing that He possesses. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. My thoughts, His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than His way. He has thoughts of peace to us. It says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall what? And here is the benefit of having peace with God and the peace of God. The benefit here is that shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, one of the fruits of the Spirit is temperance. And another one's long suffering. You know what? That means that you can endure stuff and not fly off the handle when you encounter it. You know, the issue is that when something happens, you know, how do you react to that? Or, okay, God, where do I learn out of this one? Give me the peace to understand this. So we have the peace with God, we have peace of God, and then we do this by prayerfulness. I hope that the only time we pray is just not here. Right. You know, we put the prayer request in the bulletin. We say the prayer request out loud. If you forget them, you can go back and watch the video. And you can hear the ones at night, because our prayer requests go out on the evening service. But we need to pray without what? Ceasing. We need to pray believing. We need to pray with thanksgiving, knowing that we serve a big God. And if we have a request and we just pray with it once, what's our view of God? Not very big. So we need the peace of God. Number four. This kind of goes along with keeping our hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. We need to have peace ruling in our lives. Colossians 3:15. We'll get there. Probably about 5 or 6 weeks. But and let the peace of God rule. Now, that doesn't mean to measure. That means to control. We need to have God control our lives. See, if you have God control your life, you won't be the prodigal. If you let God control your life, you won't be in a far country. If you let God control your life, you won't be in the pig pen. If we never leave Him and we're in His presence, those things won't happen. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And then the next thing is this. To the which also ye are called in one body. And here's that word again. When we pray, we're supposed to be what? Thankful. And if we let God control us and guide us, be ye thankful. And if we're thankful one to another, we'll have what? Unity. And if we're thankful one to another, we'll pray for one another. And we'll work together. And we'll see the ministry of God grow. And peace is just not for an individual. It can be for a church. It can be for a country. So we need peace to rule in our hearts. So when that guy cuts you off in traffic, you have peace. When the IRS says you're going to get audited, you better have peace because you better be doing the right thing. Okay? So we have peace ruling. Number five. And the reason we have peace ruling is because we're in submission to Him. He is controlling us. Number five, He is the God of peace. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, He says, those things, here we go, those things with which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do. Interesting. Well, if you never learn something, you can't do it. If you don't receive things from God or accept them, you won't do it. If you don't listen and hear God, you won't do it. We're supposed to gain peace through knowledge. Okay? Because peace is also supposed to be what? Multiplied. If you don't work at it, nothing will happen. And the God of peace shall be with you. Now, wait a second. Here's a condition. In order for the God of peace to be with us, three things have to happen. We need to what? Learn. And when we start learning, we have to accept it. There's a lot of people today that know what to do, but they don't do it. They know what they're doing is wrong, but they don't do it. And I can guarantee you, someone who's the most miserable person in the world is a Christian who's out of God's will. Because you know what? They don't have peace. They don't have peace. So we need to learn. And then what? We learn something, we need to receive it and accept it so we will apply it. And then the third thing is, you need to what? Do it. If you do nothing, you'll get nothing. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the what? Children of God. We're ministers of reconciliation. What is that supposed to be? We bring peace. Because we will have unity. We will have unity. And the God of peace shall be with you if we obey. So we see peace with God. We see peace multiply. We see the peace of God. We see the God of peace. And then, you know, his peace is what? His peace is great. In Psalm chapter 119, verses 165, it says, great peace. This is a result. Our peace will be great. Okay? Great peace have they which love thy law. And nothing... Everybody read the rest of this. And nothing shall offend them. You won't have your feelings on your sleeve. You won't be looking for trouble. Because you should be thankful. You should be praying for one another. You should know that the Lord of the law and God's word says that we're not supposed to hate one another. And we're supposed to lift up. Great peace. What does great mean? A whole bunch. More than you can imagine. Bigger than what you think. Great peace have they which love thy law. If you don't love God's law, you won't have great peace. If you don't pray, you won't have peace. If you don't know Him as your Savior, you won't have peace. If you don't apply yourself, it will not be multiplied. And nothing shall offend them by loving the Word. You can have great peace. Do y'all have great peace tonight? And say, God, tonight I'm going to make a commitment to your word. And I'm going to follow it. And then lastly, if you put all this together, you will have perfect peace. It's the peace that God wants to give us. And it's the peace that will be complete. We'll have perfect peace. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3. The prophet writes, he says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Not like the prodigal son who planned to just go totally 180 degrees from what his father wanted him to do. I guarantee you, he did not have peace. He might have felt good for a while, but when he found himself where he was, he came to his senses and says, there's something better for my life. And God has this peace that he will give to all those who will follow him, because he wants something better in our lives. And it says, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. We have to do it through trusting. What does trusting mean? It means that what God's word says, I'll believe. And I'll believe that the principles in God's word can apply in my life. It doesn't apply to that person, not to me. It applies to all of us. How do you do that? You learn it through knowledge. You learn it through experiencing God's grace. You learn it through successfully getting through the trials. You learn it by having the fruits of the Spirit. You learn all these things through trusting. So tonight, do you have peace? Do you know Him as your Savior? If you don't, I guarantee you right now, you have no peace. Because you're at odds with the holy God of the universe. You need to accept Him as Savior tonight. Christian, are you going the same way that God's going? Do you have the peace of God which passes understanding? Or is there things that say, I'm not going to give that to God? You don't have peace. So if there's something bothering you, bring it to God tonight. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time. Lord, I just ask for this time of invitation. Father, help us, Lord, to know peace. Help us, Lord, to have it multiplied in our lives. Father, help us, Lord, to have peace with you, Lord, and the peace of you. Help us to have peace, Lord, by just asking you, Lord, for it and being thankful that you'll give it. Lord, we ask that you just give us peace tonight. And we ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.